From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Representatives of Integrated Power Company, NRG, are once again going door-to-door in the village of Coxsackie, despite having its peddling permit revoked in May of 2017. The Princeton, New Jersey-based company lost a permit after its salespeople made misleading statements to residents indicating the company was working with village officials to open a solar farm. Despite the peddling ban, residents of Coxsackie, Athens, and New Baltimore recently reported being solicited at their homes by NRG representatives. Coxsackie Mayor Mark Evans said, and I quote, "They appeared at somebody's house and represented themselves as NRG. They were aggressive in their tactics," end quote. The village has not yet received an application for a new peddling permit from the company, nor has Evans been in contact with its representatives. As for the possibility of granting permission anew, the mayor said, and I quote, "I don't think the village board would be inclined to approve it," end quote. Coxsackie Police Chief Samuel Minto said if residents are approached by an NRG representative and sense something is wrong, they should contact police. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that U.S. Representative John Faso will be a guest speaker at the monthly breakfast meeting of Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce on Thursday, January the 25th. The meeting will take place from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Best Western, located at 503 Washington Avenue in Kingston. According to the chamber, the first-term Republican will discuss his second-year agenda, and I quote, "for improving the local business climate," end quote. Tickets are $35 for anyone not a member of the chamber, and reservations are required for admission. Faso is up for re-election in November. The 19th Congressional District is made up of Ulster, Greene, Columbia, Sullivan, Delaware, Schoharie, and Otsego counties, most of Dutchess County, parts of Rensselaer and Montgomery counties, and a small section of Broome County. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capitol Confidential that state Senate Democrats on January 22nd called for quickly advancing the legislation that would force administrators of private schools to report sexual abuse allegations to law enforcement. The effort was prompted by a recent scandal in the Buffalo area that involved the sexual abuse of private school students by teachers. In that case, three former administrators at the school failed to take action against the teacher involved. Under current state law, if the abuse had occurred in a public school system, the administrators would have been required to report the teachers to the authorities immediately. The proposed measure, sponsored by State Senators Tim Kennedy, Andrea Stewart Cousins, Brad Hoylman, and John Brooks, would close this loophole. It would also prohibit private school administrators from withholding an allegation of abuse from authorities in exchange for the accuser's resignation or suspension. And you can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, the Times Union blog. For our final story, the Daily Freeman is reporting the State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services will conduct a series of free naloxone training sessions in February in Greene County. Participants will learn how to recognize, respond, and reverse an opioid overdose using naloxone, also known by the brand name Narcan. All sessions are free and open to the public, but reservations are encouraged. Participants must be at least 16 years old. A session will be held at 6 p.m. on Monday, February the 5th, in Ashland Town Hall, 12094 Route 23. Those wishing to register are asked to call Heather Younes at 518-734-3636. Other sessions will be held at 3:30 p.m. and at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February the 7th, at the Mountaintop Library, 6093 Main Street in Tannersville. Those wishing to register for those sessions are asked to call Maureen Garcia at 518-589-5707. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is forecasting rain for today and possibly a thunderstorm before 4 p.m. Then rain is likely. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flood watch from Tuesday morning into early Wednesday throughout the WGXC listening area. Based on the Weather Service's current forecast, there is potential for flooding. Temperature high for today will be 49 degrees. For Tuesday night, a chance of rain showers before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy tonight with a temperature low of 28 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 34 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 14. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 27 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 9 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 7:17 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:56 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 23rd day of January 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.